Democrats in the U.S. Senate say they have 50 votes for a measure to undo the FCC's recent decision to end net neutrality. That puts them just one vote shy of the majority they'd need to advance the measure. But it'd still need approval in the House and President Trump's signature to overturn the FCC. Joining me to talk about this effort is Addie Robertson, a senior reporter at The Verge. And Addie, how impactful might this move be, do you think?
As an actual piece of legislation, it doesn't seem like this has a great chance of making it through. It seems like there's pretty good support for it in the Senate. They've got about 40 people on board. They could pass a simple majority. But after that, it would have to go through the House, and then President Trump could veto it. So one of the things it would do, however, is that if it goes to a vote, then it sort of forces legislators to take a side publicly on an issue that's got pretty wide support in the public.
So by doing that, does that maybe set the stage for something down the road a little bit? If, as you say, the House would have to approve it, the president would have to sign it, neither of them seem particularly likely. Is this maybe playing the long game a little bit?
Potentially, yeah. So this is under the Congressional Review Act, and all it does is repeal the new rules and put the old rules back in place. But Congress could actually introduce its own bill that then sets up a real net neutrality framework, which is something people have been talking about for years. So potentially we could see that in the future. There's already a Republican bill that technically is supposed to sort of be about net neutrality, but it doesn't satisfy most of the people who support it.
So what you're saying is that Congress could do sort of its own new policy, which would essentially render the FCC's decision moot?
Yes. So the FCC is sort of just interpreting the rules that it's given. And if Congress gives it new rules, then it will go along with that.
You mentioned a potential congressional bill. Are there other options that opponents of the FCC's decision have at their disposal, either litigation or otherwise, to try to undo what the FCC has done?
Right. Historically, lawsuits have been one of the really big ways that people fight over net neutrality. Before the 2015 vote that put the net neutrality rules that we know about into place, there were lawsuits that actually overturned some FCC open internet rules. And there are going to be lawsuits for this, and sort of big tech industry has indicated that it's going to support these lawsuits. And so we're probably going to see those moving through the courts for a while.
Now, I'm curious on the technology side. This decision is reasonably new still. Have we seen any changes in the way that folks are getting access to content online or charges for things online or speeds or anything like that yet?
It's very difficult to say, especially because it's hard to tie any specific individual change to whether or not it's net neutrality, unless they do something really egregious. One of the issues is that there were things people were already doing that were considered sort of sketchy under net neutrality, like zero rating, where you sort of select which data is using up people's data plan. And that they were sort of censured by that under the previous FCC. And then when Ajit Pai came in, he was like, no, no one cares about that. So that's sort of what the situation is.
All right. Addie Robertson is a senior reporter at The Verge. Addie, thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too.